Yeah! Christmas. The sounds of Christmas. Dogs and festive fun. Right here on day 8. I think this is day 8, Miriam. Day 8.
I don't know if we can be trusted with keeping count.
Maybe not. I don't know. It could be day 8. The We Like Theme Parks podcast. The 12 days of Christmas continue right here. More festive fun over your holiday break. Hey, a gift from us to you. You're welcome. And it's not just Miriam, but we're also here with Gene from The Magic Lifestyle and the FPE Network. There's a great show. It's called Around the Magic. You got to check it out. Maybe the three of us do it. I don't know. Not a big deal. But anyway, Gene, how you doing, man?
I'm excellent, man. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Do these dogs make you feel festive?
I think it's you two that make me feel festive. To be honest with you.
Really? Me? Oh, is it because I'm?
Yeah, you and Miriam. You and Miriam put me in that Christmas spirit, man.
Thanks, man. Oh, it's because I'm jolly, isn't it? It's I give a jolly vibe. I'm pretty happy-go-lucky. Well, Gene, we're thrilled you can come today and just feel some Christmassy vibes with us. Thanks for being here, buddy.
I'm excited for the invite. I'm excited to discuss some holiday magic and some Disney magic.
Yeah, but you know what? Before we get into like Christmas, because there was just some stuff that happened today. You want to talk about it real quick? Like just some before we get festive. Like let's press pause on the festive button for a second. Although we did just do the Jingle Dogs, which right away makes me feel like chugging eggnog. But anyway, with that said, Miriam, what just happened at the Magic Kingdom? This is going to come out like a week after the fact.
I don't know any details. I just saw on Disney Food Blog on Instagram that Cinderella's Castle caught on fire tonight. There was like video of fire trucks going down, and not just the cute fire trucks from Main Street. Actual fire trucks going down Main Street. Unreal.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Ooh.
Which is funny to think about. I never thought like there isn't really a backstage entrance to Cinderella Castle like for a fire truck. It had to go down Main Street. There's no other option, but it was wild to look at it. For sure.
I saw a little video. It's crazy. Like it looks like the parade people, but instead of them.
But it's fire
trucks. Yeah, it's for fire trucks. They're like, stand back. You know, they yell at you. Now it's for fire trucks. It feels way more legit. Well, apparently nobody was hurt, but that's great. And hopefully the damage wasn't that much and it wasn't too serious and that everything's cool. You never like to hear about that kind of stuff.
I'll tell you what, you mentioned it before and I was like, wait, what? I live 10 minutes from it. I had no idea. I was in nap time and then I missed everything. I wake up and Cinderella's Castle, Cindy's place was ablaze. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Might have been Sleeping Beauty. She's just like, you know what?
She's very jealous. She's very jealous that she's got that little cottage over on the West Coast. Like, I get it.
You think it was arson? I love it. Princess.
Saying, I can understand.
Princess on princess crime.
Yeah, I like that. I like it. we just hope everyone's cool and everyone's okay. But let's not let it spoil our festive vibes.
Beauty and Cinderella sort their lives out.
Yeah, they have to talk. They have to have a little sesh. Oh, hey, can I talk about some other quick news? Because I'm really excited about something. And I know we're not going to get to talk about it for forever. But I don't care. I'm going to talk about it now. Did you guys hear, maybe it's not a rumor or something, but I saw it on Theme Park Stop. If you ever watch Theme Park Stop, Alicia over there, there's some great sleuthing with patents to give you clues to what rides are going to be. And there was some details about the Universal Monsters attraction. That's going to be at Epic Universe. And man, I'm so pumped for it. Essentially, the Frankenstein's castle or Dracula's castle, whatever it's going to be, is going to be a dark ride on a Kuka arm, like very Forbidden Journey, but with no screens. Everything is going to be practical.
Do you think you're still going to barf?
I don't think I will barf. If there's no screens, I'm golden, I think.
Even like flipping you upside down and like...
As long as there's no screen. I'm good, I think. I'm pretty sure. You give me a screen, you know, like legit, you're going to get a lap full of eggnog.
Have you seen those motion sickness glasses that like have like some sort of bead right here and then one on the side? They're like supposed to help you not throw up.
Are they legit though? I heard about them. I haven't seen them, but I can't see how that would work. It's still moving.
It's supposed to be like it helps your eyes see what your body feels. So it's like it
tricks your equilibrium.
Yeah.
Look, I'll take it. Whatever. If it's got a screen, I'm going to barf on it. So give me whatever I need. But truthfully, sometimes I just forget to take like my, what's it called?
Dramamine?
Yeah, my Dramamine. That's it. I'm like, I just straight up forget.
I don't know how you function. If I take a Dramamine, I fall asleep where I stand. Literally, I fell asleep.
Yeah, me too.
Once on that stuff. So I don't know how you do a theme park on that.
Well, you guys are just bad theme parkers. Like, I can just, you give me sleep.
There's nothing I can do about my body being like, this puts you to sleep.
Yeah, at least we don't throw up on the rides. At least we can handle the rides, Chris.
At least I go on them. At least I go on them still knowing I'm going to barf. I'm like, I'm still going. I got it. Like, I'm here.
Oh, I won't. Star Tours off the list entirely. Mission Space, you can go right to the trash, man.
You know, I've gotten really good at like closing my eyes at parts, opening my eyes at parts, because I know I break the sweat breaks, like the cold sweat breaks. And then I got to close my eyes, got to take a break. And then I look for a bit. And then just to a point where I'm like, okay, I can't keep my eyes open anymore. And I close it. And then I get off the ride and my wife's like, your face is green. And I'm like, but I didn't barf. And here we are. It feels like a win, you know?
It will like ruin half a day for me if I do it.
That's happened where I've gone on a ride and I'm like, you know, I went on something at like 11 o'clock and then the rest of my day was trash because I just felt nauseous the whole day. It was brutal.
Mm-hmm. Like at that point, you're like, just let me throw up so I can get this poison out and move on.
I can't remember what ride it was at Universal, but I went on something. Maybe it was like Jimmy Fallon or something. I don't know. Something with a.
I love the Jimmy Fallon ride.
Of course you do. I love the Ragtime Gals. Scooby-Doo-Bah, my anaconda don't. Anyway.
this is a Christmas show.
Sorry.
Got the baby Jesus in the corner.
I went on some ride. And then I literally laid outside at a table at Richter Burger for like 3 hours. I just laid on this, like there was like an outside table. And I was like, just go, leave me here. I'm fine. And I fell asleep on some like bench and I woke up and they came back and I was like, okay, what'd you guys do? Like, we went for lunch. We went on some rides. You still look kind of crappy. I'm like, I feel better. I had a nap, you know, anyway. What were we talking about? Oh yeah, Christmas. Universal Studios. So guys, what are you pumped for this? Are you excited about a Universal Monsters attraction? Like,
I think that sounds fantastic. I that's gonna be dope. I don't know enough about it. I didn't really look into enough of what's going on with Universal. I know they got this huge thing that's coming out. I think it's gonna be tough for Disney to handle it. I think if they do it the right way and the prices stay the same, that's they're gonna own, I think. For the year, I think this with that time frame.
Listen, I think the fact that Universal is like doubling down on hotels and things is the move because it's still affordable, and people are gonna go, oh, I'm gonna take my money over there. You know, maybe I'll pop into Disney mm-hmm. for a bit, but yeah, I could see it being a big major move. But I forget that you don't do a lot of the Universal stuff. We do Universal too over here on the pod. There,
Gino? Oh, yeah, we're growing into it now. I think we want to start doing more Universal stuff. We love Universal. Listen, I had my Universal pass before I had my Disney pass.
There you go.
So I do Universal, you know, maybe 30% of the time. You know, I don't go. In fact, I'll be there this week for a couple of days.
Please do. It's amazing. Right. Because you can't get into Disney. That's why. Right.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Yeah.
No. Okay. No, my brother's in town.
Oh, so okay. Right on.
We're doing a couple of days at Disney. We're doing a couple of days at,
right on.
At Universal. It just happens to be the 2 days we're doing at Universal is right after my pass expires for the week.
Listen, I'm just excited that this attraction is a major attraction, like a Kuka attraction in a giant castle. I mean, it sounds like Hogwarts. Forbidden Journey is amazing. And if you take the screens and everything's practical, the practical stuff on Forbidden Journey is the best stuff. Giant spiders and the what are those soul sucker ghost things? Miriam is not impressed that I can't remember the... What are they called, Miriam?
Dementor.
The Dementor. Thank you. You don't like soul suckers?
No,
you're not feeling it. Anyway, pumped for the ride. And you know there's an expansion pad attached to it. And you know what the rumor is for the next attraction in that land? Oh, my God. I'm so pumped.
What's that?
Wait, an expansion pad in the current Harry Potter world?
No. I'm talking about Epic Universe. I'm talking about the Universal Monsters land. There's an expansion pad being built in. Again, this is all patent-based information that Alicia dug up on Theme Park Stop. Do check it out. It's for a rumored creature in the Black Lagoon, like Jungle Cruise-style boat ride. Oh, my God. Yes. A boat ride? Creature from Black Lagoon? Come on. Yes. That or a musical.
Anyway. Adorable.
Oh, I'm so pumped for it.
I would love to see them bring Jaws back for something like that. I miss Jaws.
You miss what? Jaws?
Jaws, man.
I mean, Jaws is amazing. Well,
we just Jaws.
Jaws, yeah, because you're from New York.
We say Jaws.
Jaws. Watch out, there's get out of the water, because Jaws is in there. Sorry.
I miss Jaws.
Have I told you my story about Jaws and the first time I rode the tram tour in Hollywood?
Tell us. What is it? What happened?
So my dad, I watched Jaws way too young, apparently. I was like five, right? And so then I was terrified of it, of course. And my dad loved to torment me and my sister with it. But she's not scared of anything, just me. And we go on the tram tour and we got to the Jaws part and I heard the music go. And I started I was five and I started yelling, oh, no. Oh, no. And I tried to crawl out the land side of the tram tour.
No.
Yeah, I was not playing. And then I could see the shark coming for the guy. And I was trying to get out of the ride. dun. And there's a train full of people we don't know, right? And everyone's laughing. And my parents are like, yeah, real funny. Like,
stay in the car. Get in the car. Get in the car.
Yeah. Like, you can't crawl out of there. It'll be over soon. Brutal. Like, close my eyes. It'll all be over soon.
I love that ride. Jaws, that ride was, it felt legitimately scary because you're,
you know, if I had ridden that as a five-year-old, I would never go to another theme park again, probably. That would have traumatized me.
But think about like when you go on a water attraction in any other theme park, right? Like think of any kind of flume ride or boat ride. You can literally step off the boat onto land. But on that Jaws ride, you were out there. You were in a lagoon. That thing could sink. Even Jungle Cruise is like a good hard jump onto the shore. You know, maybe 4 or 5 feet.
We should ask the people who sunk in the boat.
Fair. But Jaws was like,
with your submechanophobia, do you really want to try and make that jump and miss?
Oh, hell no. Hell no. I am so terrified of that. Ugh. Why did you bring that up? It's Christmas. No bad vibes. All right. Speaking of Christmas, let's get into the fun. You've been waiting for it. You're like, are they going to do Christmas stuff? They said Christmas content out every day. What is this? Friends, today what we're going to do is we're going to have some fun. Miriam, I'm going to put this to you. Should this be an official King of the Castle or just like a Christmas fun time? What do you think?
Christmas fun time. I'm not putting the belt on the line.
Not willing to put the
belt. Of course you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't today.
Well, let's see if it matters because you know what time it is when we're talking trivia. My favorite. Wrong button.
King of the Castle.
It's King of the Castle time, but it's the Christmas edition. And today what we're going to do is play a little fun game. It's called Who Said It? The Christmas Disney Plaus edition. Yes, these are famous Disney Christmas movies. And what I want to know is who said this? So I'm going to give you a line from a movie and there's 2 points up for grabs. If you can tell me A, the movie it's from, and B, the character that said this line. So you got 2 shots. I think on this one, we'll go back and forth. Does that sound fun?
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Does that sound fair? Gene, I saw you do some notes there. Did you do some cheating? What do you got there?
I'm going to make sure I'm keeping score because I don't trust Miriam.
What, you think you wrote down every line of every Christmas movie on?
I don't know. I leave it to beat you. Maybe.
You know what?
Flip through pages and pages of notes.
Yeah.
There's already an asterisk attached to my loss in Villains League semifinals.
It does feel a little weird. I got to agree. But anyway, we'll move on.
Even though you only voted for Gene, I could say the exact same thing.
You can't say that.
It's not his fault.
I voted for you in the final round, Miriam, the like pivotal round.
One
I voted
time.
For you.
And Jeanette voted for Gene one
the
time.
The most important time I voted for you. If I was
to
really
be fair.
Yeah.
She only cast her vote for me when her vote didn't matter. And it was like, well, who would have voted for?
This is true.
It was the perfect cover by Tinker J.
There were
the
5 judges. I can't win a Villains League off of 1 judge. Just saying.
Listen,
you know what? You'd think so, but you did.
All right.
I want a Villains League because I have a dope-ish team.
Dope-ish. It's kind of good. What episode was it, guys? 201? Is it 201? Yeah. Guys, check out.
I think it's 199, or it might be 200. I'm not sure.
Think it was. I thought it was 200.
It's okay. It's one of those, either 199, 200, or 201. Check it out if you want to know what we're talking about. If you haven't listened to all the Villains Leagues, so good. Should we do a Heroes League? Is that worth our time?
What about a Marvel's League?
No, that's not fun. Superheroes
Marvel versus
fighting
Star Wars League?
I don't know. Wouldn't it be fun to have
there's something in there though?
I still think like princesses versus princesses and prince versus princes and hero monsters versus hero monsters. That could be fun, no?
Adorable pets.
Yeah, adorable sidekicks versus adorable sidekicks. Who, I mean,
yeah, good point.
Heroes League could be fun. I don't know. Well, if you're into Heroes League, let us know. If you're like loving Villains League and you want more, because we have, listen, we have March Madness coming up, which is another event. You know, we got stuff going on and we're busy. You know what I mean? Anyway, what were you doing again? Oh, we're playing a game. Yeah. Okay. So King of the Castle. So here we go. Are you guys ready for the first question? Why don't we say ladies first and let Miriam go first? So Miriam, I'm going to read you this line. I'm not going to play it. I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Because I didn't have the time to like get all the quotes. Like, sorry. So I'm going to read it as best as I can as the character. So please, you know, no judging, okay? I gave up acting for Lent.
We're in the wrong season. It's not Lent.
Whoops. Okay. So I'm going to read this line and then you're going to tell me first what movie it's from and then who it is. Or whatever you know. Score as many points as you can. If you only get 1 point, then the other person has a chance to steal the other point or both points if you don't know it at all. So let's go with Miriam first. Okay. Question number one. If men were measured by kindness, you'd be no bigger than a speck of dust. Who said it? And which Disney Christmas movie is it from?
It is from The Muppets Christmas Carol.
Oh, so close. Well, who do you think said it?
It's Fred from Christmas Carol.
Fred would never say that about his uncle. How cruel is that? And their family. Okay, this is steal time. Going on over to Gene. Gene, shall I read the line again?
No, I don't need
to. Okay. Need to read it. Oh, you
I
got
to say this. All thanks right. for playing, Miriam. I think this is going to be a quick one. I say it was The Ghost of Christmas Past, Jiminy Cricket from Mickey's Christmas Carol.
1-2 points for Gene. He gets both correct. Wow, impressive. That's 2 points for Gene to kick things off. Good move not making this an official sanction bout, Miriam. Well done. Okay. Question number two. Here we go. And this goes to you, Gene. Here is the line. Who said it and what movie is it from? Then there would be millions of disappointed children around the world. You see, children hold the spirit of Christmas within their hearts. You don't want to be responsible for killing the spirit of Christmas. Now, would you, Santa? Who said it, Gene, and what movie is it from?
Bernard the Elf, the Santa Claus.
Yikes. This guy good for 2 points. Wow, 2 more points for Gene. It was Bernard from the Santa Claus. Miriam, did you know that one?
I did.
Oh,
are you kidding? I had a huge Bernard crush.
Oh, that's right. Which is so weird, by the way. Let's.
It's not. Lots of people reached out to me about that post, by the way. I'm not alone.
Which post? What are you talking about?
Oh, I put it on my story. There's a Bernard pipeline. And it basically, if you liked Bernard as a child, this girl put in her story like several other actors or characters you're probably into. And she was, I'll send it to you.
It's yeah. We'll post it on We Like Theme Parks. Why are you sending it to me?
I will.
Post it on her thing. Maybe other people.
Jeanette reached out and she's like, yeah, same.
Oh, yeah. She
had a Bernard crush. Kiara had a Bernard crush. I'm not alone.
Okay. All right. I'm glad that you're in good company there, fans. Okay. Here we go. This is to you, Miriam. Question number three. Here it is. Master, we all understand how you feel about Christmas, but when a woman gives a man a gift, she's saying, I care about you.
Say it one more time, please.
You'd like it again?
Yes, please.
Very good. Master, we all understand how you feel about Christmas, but when a woman gives you a gift, she's saying, I care about you.
The Ghost of Christmas Present from the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yikes, double. Maybe I'll ask the question individually. Okay, swing on over to Gene. Gene-er, do you need the line again?
I don't. It's Belle's Enchanted Christmas, and I believe it was Lumiere.
Wow, Gene.
Somehow, I just know it.
Yikes.
What happened? I'm Captain Christmas, Miriam. Don't give that at me, because I'm
Captain
right
Christmas. Captain Christmas. Jaws. All right. So now we're number four, going over to Gene-er. Gene-er, are you ready for this line? Here we go. Mm-hmm. But it's not just about the presents we get, but the one we give. Love and understanding. And an iPad. Gene, what movie is that from?
Oh, no. Say it one more time.
It's not just about the presents we get, but the one we give, love and understanding, and an iPad.
Can I ask a quick question?
You may not.
Are these all animated or actually, no, they're not all animated.
I can't answer that question. You just have to give me an answer, son. Don't be embarrassed. It doesn't have to be a clean sweep.
And I feel like I know the line. I just can't place it.
Mm-hmm. The bummer is I think Miriam knows this one too. I think you're in trouble.
Is it from The Happiest Christmas? Or The Happiest Season?
Incorrect. Miriam, what movie is this from? What? No, you're making a face? Faces aren't good for podcasts. Vocal reactions are better. Hey, Miriam, do you know this one?
Noel.
It is Noel. And who said it?
Noel.
That's right. That's right. It's Noel. Way to go. The two big points. Miriam possibly surging back? I don't know. Let's see. But let's bring it back to you, Miriam. This is question number 5. Are you ready for question number 5? Okay, here we go. Has this toothbrush been approved by the American Dental Association?
That's Kevin McAllister from Home Alone.
Did Kevin McAllister say it? Oh, so it must be from Home Alone? 2 more points for Miriam. Miriam Kenley. Wow. Giving you some applauso. Feels good, right? Narrowing down the gap. But we're swinging back over to the Gene-er here with number 6. Gene, are you ready for question number 6?
Hopefully it's going to be as easy as the one you just gave Miriam. Let's see.
I think it is. This one's pretty easy. All right, here we go. Please, I'm an elected official here. I can't make decisions by myself. I'll say it again. Please, I'm only an elected official here. I can't make decisions by myself. Gene is giving us a quizzical look.
Gene. This is the first one I have zero idea.
Oh, okay.
So, wait. I was going to throw an answer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. Okay, I take that back. I take it back. There.
All right. I was going to say, could it be the mayor of Whoville from the Grinch That Stole Christmas?
I can't say anything, but no, it's not that. Okay, Miriam, shall I give you the line or do you know the answer?
I know the answer.
Well, what movie is it from?
This is the mayor from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
That is correct. It's the mayor of Halloween Town from The Nightmare Before Christmas. It's a tie ball game, friends. Look at that. Whoa. Wow. Roaring back. Whew. It was festive in here, but now it's getting a little intense. Do you feel it? Do you feel it? Yeah, there must have been something in that eggnog. All right. We're swinging back over to Miriam, I believe, right? For question number 7? Yeah, that sounds about right. Here we go. Everyone knows women don't drive themselves. That's what mice are for. What movie is it from?
That is from Fairy Godmothered. Or Godmothered.
That's correct. And who said it?
The main character, the Fairy Godmother.
Does she have a name?
No. She doesn't.
Oh, yeah. It's Godmother. Yeah. Okay. 1 point for Miriam on that one. Gene, can you pick up the bonus point? Do you know the name of the titular character from the Godmothered film?
Gladys.
Oh, no, it's not Gladys, but that's all right. It's not Gladys. The answer is Eleanor. Eleanor, the fairy godmother in training. What did you guys think of that movie?
Way off.
We reviewed it last year. Miriam, we were kind of like... You hated it? I thought it was like, it's okay. I like her. She's great. That actress is funny.
I loved her in Office Christmas Party as the pimp.
Great. In that.
I've never seen it, to be honest with you, Godmother. I've never seen it.
You know where she's the funniest, though, is 21 Jump Street, the sequel. She's like the drug dealer.
Right?
She's really funny. Yeah, she's great. Okay. Question number 8. This goes back over to Gene-er. Gene-er, here we go. You ready? If I could work my will, every idiot who goes around with Merry Christmas on his lips would be cooked with his own turkey and buried with a stake of holly through his heart. Gene, what movie is that?
Give me it one more time.
Oh, I'll even put a little more holiday fever into it. You ready? Here we go.
I feel like I got it, but just want to make sure it's the right one.
If I could work my will, every idiot who goes around with Merry Christmas on his lips would be cooked with his own turkey and buried with a stake of holly through his heart. What movie?
All right, it's going to be The Muppets Christmas Carol. Scrooge?
Oh, a double down, a double deuce. Gene-er with 2 points takes the lead. Leading by 1. Oh, man, I wish this was an actual King of the Castle, this will be really more, it will be even more exciting, but it's still exciting. I'm excited. You guys less, me tons. Okay. All right, here we go. We're back over to Miriam. It's question number 9. Miriam, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. The line is this. Breaking and entering, okay on Christmas. What movie is it from and who said it?
It's from Prep and Landing.
It is not from Prep and Landing. Okay. Well, what do you know? I guess you don't know the character. So there you go. Okay. So swinging over to Gene or Gene, do you need me to say this line again?
Say it one more time.
Breaking and entering. Okay on Christmas.
I have no idea, but I'm going to throw out a guess. Could it be Home Sweet Home Alone?
Incorrect.
Can I guess one more time?
For points or for glory?
She's not into it for the fun.
Is it, all right, for the glory. Is it Scott Calvin and the Santa Claus?
No, it's not. This is Olaf from Olaf's Frozen Adventure.
Yeah, I never would have gotten
that. Yeah. Okay. All right. This is question number 10. This goes to Gene. Gene, you're up by a point, but there's two left. So here we go. Sir, there's a child that's really excited for you. We cannot let him down. I can land you safely. I have a plan and there is time. Please, sir, let me do my job. I can't let Timmy down.
Say it one more time.
Sir, there's a child that's really excited for you. We cannot let him down. I can land you safely. I have a plan and there is time. Please, sir, let me do my job. I can't let Timmy down.
Could that be Prep and Landing?
It is. Who said it?
I can't remember the name.
Okay.
I don't remember the names of either of them, so I don't got it.
Miriam, you want to steal that point? Who said this name?
Is his name Landing?
Oh, shame on you. It's Wayne. Nobody gets the points.
What is his name?
Wayne. It's Wayne and Lanny are the two elves from Prep and Landing. Shame on you. Those are great. They're super fun. My kids are into them right now.
I just don't have it memorized, okay?
Okay, so let's figure this out here.
It's 9-7, me. I got the score.
You're up by one, and there's one question left, and the question
is... I'm up by two.
He's up by two.
No, he's up by one.
Got another point.
Just got the one pointer there. Yeah, you're right. See, good thing you did it your own.
A little bit of home cooking you got there, Miriam. Thank you for being on. I appreciate that.
Okay, you're up two. So how about this? Just to make it even, because I could... Maybe I'll let the guy who's leading... Should I give this question to Miriam, or... Do I put this one out there and whoever jumps in the fastest can go for it and take the points?
Well, do you have a tiebreaker that we can
This
do?
Is my tiebreaker, but when I don't have a tiebreaker, I just kind of like do the question anyway because it's fun.
You know what? I'll give Miriam a shot to get both those get both these points.
Well, gentlemen, who's feeling the holiday spirit now?
And it is the Christmas season.
Did very well. All right.
Miriam, you are not.
All right. For the tie, Miriam, can you tell me what movie this is from and who said it? Out of the frying pan and into the fryer, huh, pal? How should I have known we'd come out of hyperspace in the middle of an Imperial convoy? At least against these fighters, we got a chance, however slim.
Oh my God. Is it Han Solo in the Life Day special?
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. We have a tie. Wow, Gene, you chose poorly. Speaking of Indiana Jones. guys, is could it get better than this? It's a tie, a Christmas miracle. If everyone ties, wow. Generosity from Gene, a quick wit by Miriam, and Miriam still undefeated. And
having to watch that horrible Life Day last year just really sealed the deal.
Way to go. You did it. So those... was your King of the Castle feature, or Queen of the Castle, thank you very much, with quotes from Disney Plus movies. Guys, I got to say, I'm really impressed. You really knew your stuff. Like, I would say there were popular ones, but they weren't popular lines. Like, I didn't pick the easy ones. So I thought you did great. So kudos to both of you. Wow, that was super fun. All right, friends. Well, hey, that's it. That wraps this up. What a fun game. And now the Jingle Dogs are singing, way to go. It was a tie, and that's real nice, because it's Christmas for both of you. Huzzah! Way to go, guys. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. And I really feel really good. I gave this holiday season, I gave Miriam a shot to tie the game, and I didn't have to do that.
What a gentleman.
Was my, so sweet. I know. I like to, I like when I do good things for the less fortunate.
For the less fortunate. Ouch.
Well, okay. she's got that baby park on the West Coast that she's.
Oh my God! You never let that go. I love it. I'm love sorry. That about you, G.
You gave me an opportunity to go for the kill.
You're welcome.
You'll learn next time.
All right, friends, the 12 days of We Like Theme Parks continue right here on the We Like Theme Parks podcast. Stick with us. Come back tomorrow. Episode 9, day 9 of the 12 days of Christmas continues right here. Happy holidays, friends, and we'll see you tomorrow.